This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, September 24th. God's word to you today is, "My God." Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 8, verse 13, from the King James Version, and it says, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." God is more than enough to meet our spiritual needs, our directional needs, and our security needs. Humans have different needs, what the economists have tagged as Maslow's hierarchy of needs. However, when I looked at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, I thought, if only Abraham Maslow had just read Psalm 23. All the discoveries he spoke about were already in the Bible. David enumerated all these needs and then showed that God is more than enough to meet our needs. One of the needs that Maslow highlighted in the hierarchy of needs is security. Man's need for security. Your God is bigger than your need for security. Your God is bigger than your needs means your God will cater for your needs and there will still be more than enough. We're so security conscious that when we feel a slight threat to our security, fear attempts to creep in and overwhelm our hearts. Fear actually attempts to make us redundant and disillusioned sometimes. Fear is a horrible thing. People under fear can be disillusioned and they start seeing their enemies as friends and vice versa. They become afraid of everything. The fear that arises because of our physical need is big. For some people, the fear that consumes them is the fear for their safety. Some people actually believe that somebody wants to hurt them. While security is a legitimate need, like Maslow teaches us, we can become entrapped by that fear if we do not take it to where it is met and sort it out. It is natural for women to want security. In fact, one of the major reasons women marry is for security. Every woman wants a man that can take care of her, the children, a shoulder they can put their heads on and feel safe. It is a natural need and there is nothing wrong with it. But we must not allow fear to drive us because fear is a very dangerous master. Fear manifests in a list of ways: emotional fear, financial fear, health fear. You have not been exercising, then you feel some pains and you conclude it is a spiritual attack. It is not a spiritual attack. Go and jog. You feel a small bump and your thoughts immediately go to cancer. It will not be cancerous in Jesus' name. Say amen. Because every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Some are driven by the fear of the future. The reality is that not many things destabilizes the human being like fear. I have been sent to tell you that your God is bigger than your fear. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than anything, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.